Good morning, Christ Center. It's Tuesday, September the 9th, and today we're going to be looking at Mark 1, verses 9 through 11, the baptism of Jesus Christ. But before we do, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
This is Carly Davis, Mark 1, 9 through 11, Christian Standard Bible. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. As soon as he came up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
As I said yesterday, we're going to be doing different kinds of podcasts throughout the Book of Mark series. And we're going to do this quite a bit, actually. I'm here with Pastor Joshua. Say hello, Pastor Joshua.
Hello.
We are looking at this verse here right at the beginning, the baptism of Jesus. And there's a lot here. What do you see when we look at this verse? This is like very famous. Of course, it happens in all the Gospels, and it's a pretty big deal. What do you see?
I think what was coming to my mind was everything that's going on around this moment. I'm thinking of they're going out to the wilderness. You have all these different people that have been coming, and I'm just picturing Jesus showing up and John the Baptist seeing him and knowing that the Father has told him that he's going to come,
right,
and that he'll be identified. So it's like this is an action-packed section right here.
Yeah, he's probably been waiting for this moment for a really, really long time. Like, we don't know how long. We know that they're relatives, obviously, but we don't know how long John has understood the big picture or has understood his calling. But you have to figure it's been a while. John's been a teacher, probably an Essene. He's been out in the wilderness teaching, and finally this big moment that he's been preparing for comes.
I think about too, he's been out preparing the way, which means unless the Son of God shows up, his entire ministry is not yet really truly validated. I mean, people have been getting baptized to repentance, you know, in some of the other accounts, you know, like he's telling the scribes and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, like, who told you to repent? I'm not even sure this is a real repentance. You know, there's activity going on. But he is not yet fully validated in his ministry until Jesus comes. So I was just thinking about, as a leader, as a human, you're working in good faith that this is gonna happen.
Right.
And now in this moment, it's happening.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, for real. Yeah, I think another thing that I'm seeing here is, as we alluded to on Sunday, you know, this whole book, we get the question of who Jesus is. You see the way the crowds respond. You see Jesus putting the very question to his disciples. You see a centurion sort of answering the question. And right in the beginning, Mark says he's Jesus Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. And here, I love it in this passage that the Father actually confirms that. He is the Son of God, and here's the Father from heaven. It, by the way, this is the only time, like, you have all three members of the Trinity present. Like, that's pretty awesome. But you've got the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That's pretty awesome. Like, that God himself is answering the question, who is this Jesus, at the beginning of the book.
I love the idea, too, of John is seeing who Christ is. And I feel like God is affirming John's ministry because he hears the voice. It's the confirmation. Well done, John. You prepared the way. And announces Christ. And he's announcing to Christ, "You are my Son in whom I'm well pleased."
Yeah.
And the presence of the Holy Spirit. I love that. Yeah, I think honestly, as you're saying that, I'm going, oh my goodness, that's true. That's the only space that we know of in the Bible where we have all three present at the same time, because Jesus left so that the Holy Spirit could come the next time.
Yeah.
And that's a huge deal right there.
To ask John to continue to go on and doing what he was doing at that point would have been so weird. Like, I can't possibly be a witness to anything more amazing than what's just happened. I have prepared the way, and now he's here. So it's no wonder, you know, you see in other places him in the other tellings, him saying, you know, I must decrease. You know, because he had disciples, and they were saying, we want to go follow Jesus. And he's saying, yes, please do. I got to decrease. He needs to increase. Go to him. I have done my thing. I've been faithful with the task I've been given. And now go to Jesus. Look to Jesus.
That's so good. And that is the ministry that we're all carrying.
Yeah.
There's no greater ministry than that. He is the Lord Jesus. The Father has sent his Son. And that is the ministry now that we're doing. And so I think the pressure that we can carry, the things we can be under, to feel like, oh, I've got to do this. I've got, like what you just said, John understood. Yeah. There's no greater ministry than this.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to do. That's where we're witnesses now. He is the Son of God in whom the Father is well pleased. And guess what? You're a son. You're a daughter. He wants to adopt you as well.
Right on. You want to close this in prayer?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Father, I want to thank you so much for Jesus, for sending your beloved Son in whom you're well pleased. I want to thank you for adopting us into your family. And Jesus, I want to thank you for being willing to come and do what you've done. We love you back. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.